Hello, I'm Tamsin Wheatley. Welcome to this bonus episode of Folklore. I wanted to share with you this email I received from one of my listeners. Dear Tamsin, my name is Ryan Holmes. I'm a big fan of the show. I've been listening for over a year now, and I am especially interested in your investigations into your professor's tapes. I'm looking forward to hearing more about it in the future. Your story about the Goddard Arms in Swindon inspired me to get in touch and share with you my own spooky encounter. Buckle up, it's a bumpy ride. When my daughter was born 7 years ago now, my wife and I moved out of our little flat in the city and into a three-bedroom house in a small village on the border of Wiltshire. We needed the space and wanted to settle somewhere we could raise a family. The house was a steal. The previous owner, an elderly woman, had died there after a long battle with cancer, and her children were all too keen to sell it on. We considered ourselves lucky to find it at the time, but soon we came to realise we were ignorant. Mostly the house was normal, the sort of thing you'd expect from a small country village in Wiltshire. It was built in the 70s, so it had that sort of 70s style look and feel, but it was well made and sturdy. At first, the only real problem was the attic door. It would blow open if you let even the slightest draft in. If you had a window open in one of the bedrooms, any time you opened the door, the attic door would jump up and down with a thud. With a newborn baby, this was no good, and she would wake up almost constantly whenever it did. So we took it off and left the entry into the attic open. It was shortly after that we started to notice things were off. Every morning, without fail, all cupboards and drawers in the kitchen would be left wide open. Pictures would be turned around on the walls, and sometimes items would go missing. At first, we didn't have a clue where they would be, but it didn't take long to work it out. Damp started to appear on the ceiling in our daughter's bedroom, directly above the cot, so I ventured up into the attic to see if I could find the source. It was then that I discovered our missing belongings, all collected in a pile on the floor, resting in a pool of water that was causing the damp. Of course, we were horrified. So I did some research into the house. I found nothing, no sinister history or ancient Indian burial ground. We moved our daughter's cot across the room and I cleaned the damp and fixed a new door to the attic, this time with a lock. For a while, at least, this seemed to work. One morning, however, we awoke to find the attic door on the floor, the lock literally broken away from the wood. Much like we had before, upon heading downstairs, we discovered pictures turned over and cupboards and drawers wide open. Perhaps the most upsetting part, though, was the damp, which returned to my daughter's room. Once again, directly above her cot, despite it having been moved to the other side of the room. Needless to say, we didn't stay in the house for long after that, and we still don't know what caused this. My wife and I don't speak about it, really. It's too uncomfortable a subject. I don't know whether you'll find this story interesting, but I felt like I wanted to share it with you. Thank you for taking the time to read it. Once again, I look forward to hearing more from your investigation. Kindest regards, Ryan Holmes. Thank you for joining me for this mini-ep. Remember, main episodes are released every other Saturday. To get in touch and share your thoughts, please search @folklore_pod on Twitter, or find us on the official Folklore Twitter and Facebook pages. If you enjoyed the show, please like, share, subscribe, and give us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you found us, to help us reach even more listeners. You can also join in the discussion over on our official Folklore Facebook group, or you can support Folklore and help make magic happen over on Patreon. And in exchange, you'll get access to all kinds of exclusive content, including some behind-the-scenes snippets, bonus stories, and extra interviews.